friends. This is Chuck Allen, and welcome to your daily cup of encouragement with the weekday podcast. Today, we're stepping into the shadows of a quiet Jerusalem night where a conversation unfolds that just might change everything. Let's set the scene. There's a guy named Nicodemus. He's not just anybody. He's a respected religious leader, a Pharisee, and he comes to Jesus after dark. Now, the question should be asked, why? Well, maybe he's afraid, maybe he's curious, maybe he's just desperate for answers that he can't find anywhere else. He says, "Rabbi, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Nicodemus is drawn in by the miracles, you see, but Jesus cuts straight to the heart when he says, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Born again? Nicodemus is just, mind is blown. He's baffled, like, radically. He asks, how can an old guy go back into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus, with this signature twist, says this, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life." Ooh, take a breath. I mean, Jesus is talking about something deeper than a second chance. He's talking about a whole new kind of life, not just a do-over, but a transformation, a spiritual birth. And then Jesus doubles down and says, "The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." That's just beautiful, y'all. I mean, the wind, unpredictable, uncontrollable, totally free. That's what a new life in the Spirit is like. You can't box it in. You can't manufacture it. You can only receive it. Nicodemus says, "How are these things possible?" And Jesus, almost incredulous, says, "You're a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things?" He goes on and says, "No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has gone down from heaven." Think about that. The Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. And then the words that have echoed through centuries. Maybe you've seen the guy with the rainbow hair at the football game, and maybe you memorized it at VBS as a kid. But listen to it with fresh ears this morning. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him would not perish but have eternal life." Slow it down, y'all. Take a breath. God loved, God gave. Think about that. God loved, God gave. Everyone who believes, everyone gets life that doesn't end. This isn't just information, it's invitation. It's not about getting it all right, it's about being open to new birth, to the Spirit moving in ways you cannot predict. It's about trusting that God's love is big enough, wide enough, deep enough, and for you, right now, right here. So as you step into this day, maybe ask yourself, where do I need new birth? Where's the wind of the Spirit inviting me to let go of control? And can I dare to believe that God loves me, loves this world enough to give everything? That's the great news. That's the invitation. Grace and peace to you, my friends. We'll be back for another weekday podcast in a couple of days. In the meantime, take a little time and read John chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, and enjoy it out of the New Living Translation. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.